Hello and welcome to our mystical short series. This is the first episode out of seven this Christmas, and this is for everybody that needs a little break from holiday stuff, Christmas stuff, and just want some mystical, weird, like interesting or funny, like experience we had ourselves. From dreams to meditation to psychic stuff, I don't know, like everything in between. So, hey, Virginia.
Hi. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think so too. It's a lot of goodies.
Yeah. Should we dive in?
Yeah. I don't mind. I can start. Let me see. So this is kind of something that happened during the psychic training that I was on. And that was like about a year. While I was doing that, I was going to school as well. And in a small town, if you have listened before, it's the same small town as we talked about before, with the witches were burned and stuff like that. And one day I was doing like assignment or homework or whatever. And while I was doing it, I just get up a picture in my mind that one of my teachers in his classroom, or I was sitting in the classroom and he was standing in front of me. Like, just stopped and reached for his heart and just stopped, like, breathing and just fell down on the floor because he had a heart attack. And then I was like, coming back, I guess, to my body, or coming out of it. And I was like, this is so weird. Like, okay, maybe. I didn't really know what to do about it. And I was like, is my mind playing with me or playing tricks on me? I don't know. And but I wrote it up in my book because I thought it was so strange. A week later, I went to school in the same classroom as I kind of visioned this happened. And the same teacher, he was there and he said like that one of our other teacher has had a heart attack, like, and he passed away the day before or something. So that was weird.
How did you react?
I think I was like, am I going crazy or what is this? So I reached out to my teacher at that time, like my spiritual teacher, to kind of help me clear the fear. And because I don't want to go around and like see if there's coming a disaster or if people are dying. Because I was like, oh my God, should I have done anything? Maybe I could have prevented it for happen. But then again, it was like I didn't see the teacher that died dying, but I saw the teacher that delivered the message about what happened, I guess. So yeah, I thought it was a little tricky, and I didn't understand, like, but why did I see this? Was there a reason? Should I have done anything? I don't know.
Maybe it was just you were opening up your abilities and starting to develop them, and the information came to you.
Yeah, and tuning in and be prepared, I guess. I don't know.
That's some crazy stuff, Stina.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Scary. It's kind of scary. Sorry.
It's okay.
It is interesting, the almost like that look into like the future of something that was going to happen.
Yeah. yet strange, and how it like popped into my head while I wasn't meditating or doing anything. That was also a little weird. But the thing is, I think I worked on the same major that he was having, the one that passed away. I think I worked on with the books of that class. Well, I had it, I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
Do you think
you
there was
have
a connection? I'm sorry.
with him?
Yeah.
I don't know. With the books or just in general?
Don't know. Anything that you might have shared that you didn't even know?
I'm not sure. I really liked him. Like, he was a good teacher and he was very like including everybody in the class and very comfortable be like being around him as a person. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe past life stuff. I
I
don't
was
know. I haven't checked into
thinking
that.
that. But, ooh, I don't know. We might want to take a look at that. I'd be curious.
Yeah,
I
maybe.
would be curious to see if there was
Yeah.
some past life connection. Yeah. Because I don't
Yeah.
think it's random, you know? Like when things like that happen, I don't think it's random.
I don't think it's random either. So yeah, maybe it's something behind that we need to look into.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have a story too of something that happened while I was doing the same training as you, not the same class because we were in separate classes, but the same training, opening up abilities and starting to look at things psychically or through the mind's eye. And one of the very, very early on, I remember I asked for a special class because I felt like I needed to clear my throat chakra for some reason. So I remember that I was starting to learn about the chakras and, you know, what they were all like important for. And the throat chakra was about like being able to also like speak your mind or like to be able to express yourself. And I just felt like I think I need a little help with that. So I had asked for a class, and my teacher was guiding me through some past lives actually. So, one of the past lives that stood out to me that was really, really detailed and very significant was a what I was seeing in my mind's eye was, and this is all in meditation, that I was like a Native American and I could see, you know, like details about like wearing little white feathers around my ankles and like just kind of how I looked, who my father was, my tribe. And all these things. And in one of the scenes of that life, I saw that I was married off to someone from a different tribe. This person came across very dark. Like they were like almost the image that I saw first was one of a crow and then transformed into like a bear or something and then transformed into a man. So there were like different aspects of that person. But what I mean by dark was the energy was like heavy and it didn't feel good. And I remember that during this meditation, I saw that there was conflict between myself and that person who was my husband. And in one, you know, like I guess, you know, part of looking at past lives is you can see how you died in that life. And so what I saw was myself kind of like in that body looking up and this man's face kind of like leaning in, looking at me. And then everything went dark. So my understanding of what happened was that I got hit. I didn't see him coming, but he apparently took. Trigger warning for anyone sensitive or kids right now. We're talking about some details here that you might want to skip. He took a rock and hit me in the back of my head and killed me. So the vision that I saw was me already on the ground, and I guess I wasn't dead yet. And he was leaning in to see if I was dead.
Oh,
And
wow.
yeah. It was dark. I was like, oh, this is not good. I remember feeling angry because I was like, wow, he leaned in not to, because at first I'm like, oh, maybe he leaned in to see if he could help me. But
Yeah.
that wasn't it. It was, he was leaning in to make sure I was dead. And then everything went dark. The reason that was significant, aside from it being kind of interesting and obviously doing some healing work with that, was that when I came out of meditation, I was kind of talking about it with my teacher and we were kind of discussing the things that were coming up. And I was like, all of a sudden it hit me. And I was like, oh, literally hit me, right? I was like, wait, this explains why I, you know, there was a period in my life where I used to work in like an office, like, so it was like a big office space and we had like desks and cubicles and lots of people in one room working. So when I was working at that job, I always remember that I had this weird fear of being hit in the back of my head. And I thought I was losing it. I'm like, I'm nuts. You know, nobody worries about this kind of stuff. Like, I must have some horrible kind of anxiety. You know, I had a fear always, like that I was, someone was going to walk up behind me and hit me. But I never really did anything about it. I mean, and that was like 20 years before. Like, I didn't know anything about spirituality, past lives. That was all like unknown to me. But when I came out of that meditation, it like came into my awareness. I was like, oh, now it makes sense why I had that fear. It was past life stuff. So that explained a lot for me. So I just thought it was such an eye-opening moment for me and it made sense. And then I didn't feel so crazy. So, was kind of cool.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense too. And I think there's probably people out there too that has some stuff that they're like afraid of or being more mindful of it. And it's probably related to past life that you're carrying on in this body as well. I heard something about like if you have birthmark when you're born, that can be the place that harmed you, or like that is the cause of your death, or something like that. Do you know if you have a birthmark in the back of your head or something?
That's really interesting. No, but I have a weird I have a weird like indent in my head. My
Oh.
head's not, if I were a dude and I shaved my head and I walked around with my shaved head, you would see the
Wow.
I guess I'm lucky that I could just wear my hair long and you can't really see anything covers it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I have a weird indent, but I have heard the thing about the birthmark.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about the cause of death. I mean, I've heard it like it has some significance if you're born with certain marks. I heard it more like something specific, like if you have like a red, what they call like a strawberry kiss, it's like a red mark on your skin. That's like a witch's mark or something.
Oh, wow,
Yeah.
cool.
It, but they call it a strawberry kiss. I don't know why. Because I guess because it's red. I don't have one, by the way. If
Yeah.
anybody's wondering. But my daughter does on her foot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. When she was little, I tried wiping it because I'm like, oh, how'd she get like jelly on her foot? I thought she was like, she,
Oh,
yeah, no, it's a birthmark.
wow. Oh, that's cool though. I have one, but it's like white on my back. So
Ooh.
maybe I was stabbed or something. I don't
Ooh,
know.
I was gonna say, oh, that's interesting that something
Yeah.
happened. We hope you enjoyed our stories and come back next time and we'll have another story for you ready to go.
Yeah. Tomorrow, actually. So,
Very cool.
yeah.